Dubai Eye
103.8. You're listening to Dubai Eye 103.8, 4001. If you want to have your say, keep your thoughts coming through to us with regards to mental health. That's the conversation that has been prompted by this fascinating story that's appeared courtesy of the Dubai Police. And a huge thanks to all the team at Dubai Police for agreeing to speak to us here on the agenda, to the officer Yusuf and all his team. He, an officer of the General Department of Criminal Investigation at Dubai Police, saved a European man's life after he had tried to take his own life earlier this week in a rented room in a villa in Dubai. The fact that we've been able to talk about this today, the fact that Dubai Police have collaborated with us, ensuring that this information gets out, and the message that came across from them, I think must be certainly an eye-opener to many people in terms of the fact that there is much more focus on mental health, not just here in the UAE, but the world over. In fact, just this weekend, all football games over in the United Kingdom were delayed by a single minute. That meant that every single game scheduled for, say, a 6 o'clock kickoff kicked off at 1 minute past six and went on throughout the course of all of the fixtures. Why? So that a 60-second video could be shown before every single fixture of this weekend's Emirates FA Cup third round matches. It was a video that featured some very famous faces from the footballing world, and it was also voiced by none other than the Duke of Cambridge, encouraging fans to take the first step in looking after their mental well-being.
In life, as in football, we all go through highs and lows. We can all sometimes feel anxious or stressed. At moments, even the little things can seem a struggle. But we can all start to change things. Every Mind Matters and Heads Up will show you the simple steps you can take to look after your mental health. Helping to boost your mood, improve your sleep, and feel ready for life's ups and downs.
Search Every Mind Matters
to get your mind plan.
It only takes a minute to get started.
The Every Mind Matters campaign over in the United Kingdom, the fact that Dubai Police are encouraging anybody who is suffering from mental health to seek advice before it gets to the situation that was reported a little earlier on, all seems to suggest there is much more of a focus on mental health, our mental health. To talk more about this, we're joined now by the founder of the support group Out of the Blues here in the UAE. Andrea Jane Drain-Guy joins us live on the line. Andrea, thanks very much indeed for being with us. I mean, I know that depression is very much a real and it affects so many different residents, but I suppose the focus is much more this time of year. Is that something that you find?
Yeah, any of the holiday seasons puts huge pressure on families and individuals. You know, our expectation of what we're supposed to provide, the expectation of finances, everyone's supposed to be happy, everything's supposed to be fantastic. You know, it puts a huge pressure on us, and people really struggle without having a network. It has a massive impact.
In terms of the support, obviously you provide support through your support group, Out of the Blues. Are you finding that more and more support is coming to bear at the moment, and that more and more people are being encouraged to talk about their problems?
Definitely. People are coming forward and asking for help a lot more. We could definitely benefit more professionals joining the team. But we do have a lot of fantastic care providers that are willing to help. One of the biggest challenges we face, obviously, is the financial aspect. But overall, it's massively beneficial, and people are coming forward all the time, especially, as you say, during the holiday seasons.
You've help to push this this mantra and this agenda here for quite some time, with good reason, because obviously the UAE is not immune from mental health problems. Given the fact that we are talking about it here on the radio, given the fact we've been able to talk to Dubai police about their encouragement for people to come forward if they are in trouble mentally or emotionally, are we seeing a change in the focus, a change in the times?
Yeah, I really think we are. And it's fantastic that the police are helping get that message across, because there's been a huge stigma about seeking help here for a long time. You know, people are fearful of asking for help for mental health all across the world. But here, where there are lots of cultural differences, it can be very stigmatized. And it's great that the police are getting on board to help share the message that it is safe to ask for help. And it is better to ask for help than to get into this situation.
Andrea, if people want, if people are suffering at the moment, if they want more help with their mental health, if they want to get in touch with you guys, what's the best way for them to do that?
Our contact details are on our website, or we can be found on Facebook. Just Google Out of the Blues Dubai and you'll find us. We're all over the place.
Really appreciate your help this morning, and of course throughout the whole of last year. I look forward to speaking more to you in the course of the coming year.
My pleasure. Take care.
Big thanks to Andrea Jane Guy joining us live on the line there. You're listening to Dubai Eye 103.8. We've been talking about mental health in all its guises on the show today. First hour, we were in discussion with Dubai Police as they raise more awareness about these struggles with mental health for residents here in the UAE, and implore all residents and citizens that if they are feeling under stress, if they are feeling distressed in any way, if they are feeling under pressure, to contact the Dubai Police Force by means of all the different services they have of support for those suffering with mental health issues before things get out of hand. We continued then to college anxiety, a phrase that many people will be thinking we've made up today, but it's not a phrase that we've made up. It is something that has been recognized.
It is a real phenomenon. It's for, you know, freshmen who didn't have time or weren't told what they needed to know about coping with college, or especially if you're away studying abroad. And it's very common among Dubai teenagers who have chosen to study abroad and be away from their parents.
Spoke to Simone, a Dubai teenager who now attends university, or college, should I say, over in the United States.
For me, it was about navigating all these things in my life that I didn't know needed to be done. Like the first time I had to pay my own phone bill and actually walk to the store, I kind of went crazy, you know? I said, oh, this is a responsibility I have to do now. Doing laundry, I couldn't find a rhythm. So there'd be like times at 3 a.m., you know, I'd be in the laundry room, half asleep, trying to figure out how to separate whites from colors, turning my white shirts blue.
She was accompanied by her dad, Samir, who says that we not so much pamper, but protect our children too much here.
Every parent over here living in this part of the world wants to provide the most comfort to their children. And in that comfort, we realize that we don't let them step a foot on a metro on their own, to get groceries on their own. We just, you know, want to protect them and almost keep them in a shell.
Let's get more on this one from clinical psychologist from Lighthouse Arabia. Dr. Catherine Frogley joins us live on the line. Catherine, thank you so much indeed for joining us. You heard us using the P word, be that protected, be that pampered, be that provided for. Do you think that's a common theme among Dubai teens going away for further education for the first time?
Yes, I do, actually. It is something that is fairly unique to Dubai, actually. You know, we live in a very safe place here, which is one of the reasons that we often move over here as a family. But that does mean that sometimes children who are growing up in Dubai have not needed to be streetwise or aware of certain dangers and risks that are present, that might be present when moving abroad to another country. And so that can be quite daunting when moving abroad and suddenly having to learn, you know, how to live in the real world, if you like. And as you said, with the more kind of privileged lifestyle, we're lucky to have support from maids and nannies, and we might be more financially stable in this city here in Dubai. And that means that your children may have been less independent, and suddenly they're now expected to cook, to clean, to look after yourself, to pay phone bills, to manage a smaller amount of money, or to manage money for the first time at all. So it's such a big change for anyone going into college or university, but even more so, I think, for young people who have grown up in Dubai and in this particular region.
Is there anything that parents can do about it? I mean, do they need to be conscious of it to prevent it from happening?
Yeah, I'm often, you know, as with most things, prevention is better than cure sometimes and often. And I'm often working with parents and young people, you know, before they get to the point where they're going off to college and living that independent life, where we're trying to find ways to create that independence and give them that sense of reality, if you like. And it can be done in small, simple ways. So, you know, managing pocket money, for example, and having that experience early on in your life to have that ability to have a set amount of money, to budget, to be able to use that to save for things that you really want, or being able to use public transport. There isn't as much, you know, opportunity for that here, but there are things that can be done to kind of foster that independence and that autonomy that sometimes can be lacking when you get to 18 and suddenly you have to do all that independently, cooking for yourself. You know, these small goals that you can set very early on, actually, that help prepare children and young people for that transition.
As we well know, anxiety can quickly turn into more serious medical conditions such as depression and mental health. A real focus on mental health at the moment. I'm just going to play you the thoughts of Andrea Jane Guy. Andrea runs the Out of the Blues group here in the UAE to help those that are suffering from mental health illness. This is what she said about the beginning of the year.
It can be very stigmatised, and it's great that the police are getting on board to help share the message that it is safe to ask for help, and it is better to ask for help than to get into this situation.
This came off the back of a story from Dubai Police. In fact, we had the Dubai Police on the show earlier on today talking to us about mental health, but talking to us about trying to avoid the issues of depression that can become escalated here, especially at this time of the year. Are we seeing a shift, a change at the moment in the approach here to what has been in the past a subject that has been deemed to be taboo?
Yes, absolutely. I really feel that there is a shift now in this region where people are talking about mental health and they are able to ask for help. I think a lot of this is coming from, you know, a lot of initiatives in schools where it is a subject that's on the agenda and is spoken about, and teachers and school communities are really taking the time to include the idea of mental health and mental wellness into the curriculum and the education that we're giving children. And I think organisations as well are paying more attention to some of the health advice that's out there about looking after your mental health. And for me and for many mental health professionals, mental health is not, it's a spectrum, and everyone has mental health, whether it's good or whether it's a moment of difficulty. So it's not just reserved for people who have a problem. It's something that we all need to be thinking about and looking after and paying attention to. And I do feel that in this region is something that slowly but surely we're starting to really appreciate and actually take steps to really make changes and to be able to give the support to people who are struggling with their mental health.
It just struck me that when in conversation with the officer from CID a little earlier on today, talking about his very personal experiences attending a scene of one individual who had got himself into such a situation that he was attempting to take his life. The fact that we were talking about that on air today, in the background of the fact that, you know, a lot of people, there has been a fear factor, people coming forward talking about their mental health issues in case it got them into trouble in the first place. That seems to be a change for this year.
Yeah, definitely. As you said, the fact that we're able to talk about this today on the radio is a sign in itself, isn't it, that things are changing and moving forward. And it's something that people are, you know, willing to talk about and to think about how services and people in general are able to support people who might be struggling. But I do still feel, whilst there is a shift, there is still a huge stigma and there is a fear amongst people that, you know, am I really allowed to talk about it? We're talking about it generally, but actually being able to really share, you know, I'm feeling this way, that there is still that fear for some people, for many people, in fact. And I think there is still work that needs to be done to make that more of a safe conversation to have.
I appreciate that mental health issues and depression are conditions that know no bounds when it comes to calendars. But there is this sort of understanding, I don't know if it's being quantified or not, Catherine, that the start of the year can be more depressing. Is there anything in that?
Yeah, it really is something that is known and researched and kind of talked about amongst the mental health field. And I think there are many factors at play at this time of year. I think the Christmas period and the festive period and the break away from work, and perhaps people have travelled home and seen people, or perhaps people have stayed in the region and are missing people from home. And I think taking that break away from your normal routine can be very difficult. I think missing loved ones or returning back away from loved ones can also be quite difficult for many of the expat community. But if we think about the new year and all of the ideas and the kind of societal view of that time, it's all about, you know, change and new beginnings and reinventing yourself and setting new resolutions. And that can be positive for some people, but it can also bring about some difficult feelings and emotions that perhaps cause, you know, some exacerbate existing mental health struggles or difficulties that might be happening already, because of that it's a time of reflection and change and, you know, going into a new year without the people that you love, perhaps, or just really, you know, having that kind of January blues, if you like, is sometimes what it's referred to, can be quite difficult for a lot of people, actually.
Catherine, really appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you so much indeed for joining us live on the Note. All the best for 2020 to you and all the team at Lighthouse Arabia, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, and same to you and your team.
Dr. Catherine Frogley there is a clinical psychologist and can be found at the Lighthouse Arabia right here in Dubai. Do find them online if you feel that you have issues that you would like to discuss. If you are struggling with your mental health, if you are struggling with depression at present, then please get in touch with the team. They are there to help. You're listening to Dubai Eye 103.8.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.